You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. It is our Christmas Eve special, co-presented by the one and only Lee Gooch.
Thanks for that title.
Jumper.
We are the best behaviour today. Me and him are getting on like cheese and cheese.
Nobody
like
would know.
Butter through it's hot
fantastic.
Knife.
Through like, butter. We're like getting on like Brussels sprouts and bacon.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Play a special request for Joseph McConnell. A very happy birthday. Hope you enjoy your day. Lots of love, Martina. Play something nice. That reminds me of...
The crew in Glenveagh have been in touch. Cathal Gallagher and all the crew wishes everybody here at Highland a very happy Christmas. He says a big breakfast at the castle for some staff this morning. How nice would that be in the castle?
Oh, lovely.
It'd be fancy. You were out in Glenveagh Castle
recently.
We went
out for the Santa experience. Santa in the castle.
Puffin Rock as well.
Looked fantastic. A lot of puffins. There was a lot of puffin stuff. It was a lot of puffing stuff to wade through before.
Do you know
Santa,
what he says to me?
It was very educational and good fun.
Yes, lovely. Well, P.S. I knew the secret sound was something to do with your van. He knew.
How do you mean? It was not something to do with your van. It was putting a sleeve on a rower.
No. It wasn't. No, but that was the other lad. The big money one.
I get you. Jack Beattie would like to wish all his family, friends, and all at Highland a very happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, Jack.
Happy Christmas.
Happy birthday to Highland Radio's Jimmy Stafford. I love his music choices. That comes in from Sinead.
He's got a nice voice. I'm looking forward to Father Paddy Dunn tomorrow from 1 to 3.
Mm, that's traditional.
And Jimmy will be helping out. But it's just nice, you know.
Yeah, it's become a part of the
it's part of Christmas.
Christmas tradition.
It's lovely.
Thank you, Highland, especially the morning shows. I listen every morning before going to work and the secret sound. It's heartwarming and good fun to listen to, oftentimes making you forget about the pressures that come with life, etc. Have a good Christmas and enjoy the special times with family and friends. Merry Christmas.
That was
and
nice.
That's someone that doesn't text
who's,
in too often.
And
they
who's
that from?
No. Thank
but
you
it's
so much.
Nice to know that,
look at, did you see what I got yesterday? I took
yes,
this home
I'm
and it says,
fascinated about this.
I says, I better take it back. I don't know if your video. Hang on.
We'll have to try and describe it as well. It's a massive letter.
Can you show it up on the
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's perfectly there. So it says, Dear Lee and the Highland Radio team, we're writing to thank you for coming to our school on Tuesday. We enjoyed it a lot and it was a great experience. We would also like to thank Callaghan Electrical for the Samsung tablet and Kiernan's for all of the yummy selection boxes.
Yeah.
We wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from Dean Taylor. Sincere thanks from the pupils of Welshtown National School, Poppy and Bobby and Jack and Keir. There's a lot of people there. Max
there's more
is there.
This picture,
oh, there's not. More. Abby, that's upside down. Willow, that's a lovely name, isn't
there's
it?
There's some cool names out there now.
Yeah, Alaya. Ollie's there.
Yeah.
Brooke, another lovely
Brooke,
name, actually.
Yeah.
Annabelle.
Yes.
These are beautiful names, aren't they?
Greg's.
I'll tell you, if you were looking for ideas, there's a beautiful collection
of
names.
Isn't that lovely, the time and effort to put
it
there?
It's the time and the effort. It's absolutely wonderful. Well done all. Yeah. And hopefully now, I have no doubt that you're going to be well looked after.
Well, fingers crossed.
The big man is getting ready, still at the North Pole. Santa will be leaving shortly. Obviously, he has to travel around the world, and he can do so because he is magic.
I was saying this morning. It's Australia first, is it?
I don't know. We'll wait till the tracker comes live. It's wherever it's.
But you
know
how they ring the New Year in Australia first?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
It's the other side of the world, and then it comes over here.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. A lot of stuff now with drones. They don't use fireworks as much anymore. A lot of it's drone displays, isn't it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
With lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it?
You know, have you seen the hundreds of drones up that can make shapes and all manner of things now?
What did the crack about the air taxis in Dubai next year?
Aye.
What do you think of that?
I don't know.
Would you take it a chance?
Yes, of course I would.
Yeah. That's the way things are going. Somebody texting about taxis then. It's hard to get a taxi. But imagine like...
Well, I'll be honest with you. The way Letterkenny's got, you'd need air taxis here. Because,
well, that's what they said.
I wouldn't fancy to try and get a taxi from Old Dunn's up here. It would take an
hour. That's the thing now.
I mean,
for
how
any...
could you charge for that, right? How could you charge for it? Because you'd be in the taxi for an hour and you're taking the taxi driver's an hour of his time or her time, the petrol. You just wonder how people get around.
Yeah. But I suppose there's a thing now for anybody that's going out over Christmas. Do you know, you make sure you have your away home. Do you know, don't be thinking I'll get a taxi. There might be too many taxis. There might be loads of taxis.
Make arrangements for sure.
You know, I always remember Dad saying, doesn't matter what time of the night it is, phone me. And then you'd be thinking, oh, will I phone him? It could be late. And then dad comes in and he would pick you up.
Yeah, oh, I'd fall for to get out of bed and pick someone up, then
yeah.
God forbid anything bad could happen. Right, Lee, we are going to take a break because then we are going to be speaking to Bishop, Reverend Andrew Forrester. Always love speaking to Bishop Forrester, and also Bishop Emeritus Philip Boyce. That's a word I always struggle with. He's the former Bishop of Rafo. Both are going to be in studio with us relating a Christmas message. Looking forward to that after this break.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. The 9 till noon show with Sony Centre Letterkenny. Last minute gift ideas, we've got you covered. TVs, soundbars, noise cancelling headphones, mirrorless cameras and more. Click and collect at sonycentre.ie or visit us in store at Sony Centre Letterkenny.
Is the appearance of your staff important to your business? It's the first point of contact for customers when entering your premises. At C&M Embroidery in Letterkenny, they have a huge range of clothing covering all areas of the workplace. It's widely known that customers warm to and trust employees that present themselves well. Have your company name embroidered or printed on all your work uniforms. Contact C&M Embroidery on 07491 28097 and get your staff looking their best.
Get ready for Easy Living Furniture's biggest sale ever. Absolutely everything is reduced across sofa, dining, bedroom, mattress and accessories. Shop our biggest sale ever for massive reductions on the products you love. This sale begins on Boxing Day at Easy Living Furniture, Crescent Link Retail Park, Derry, Londonderry. Don't miss out.
Bridgend Bureau de Change is now open at Rafferty Circle K Station, Bridgend. For all your euro, sterling and dollars, contact Bridgend Bureau de Change at Circle K, Bridgend. Planning cross-border shopping this Christmas? Call into Circle K, Bridgend Bureau de Change for all your currency needs. Authorised and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The perfect Christmas gift awaits at Ancourt Hotel Gaydor. Enjoy luxurious days, relaxation at Errigal Health Club, dining at Farrah Og's Bar and Restaurant, and all with Errigal Mountain at your doorstep. Available at hotel reception or online at ancourthotel.com.
Make it a Christmas dinner to remember at Dunn Stores, starting with 20% off a fantastic range of wine and champagne. Then serve up Bord Bia quality assured centrepieces, like selected boned and rolled Irish ham, now 20% off. And succulent Irish turkey, available nationwide from Friday the 20th of December. Plus, you can save again at the till with a 10 off 50 grocery voucher. Whatever you want from your Christmas shop, make Christmas for everyone with Dunn Stores. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used to next grocery shop of €50 or more. Voucher excludes alcohol. Please drink sensibly.
We are joined in studio by Bishop Emeritus Philip Boyce. As I say, it's a word I always struggle with. Emeritus. Bishop Boyce, thank you so much for joining us. And we also have sitting to your right, Bishop the Right Reverend Andrew Forster. Thank you so much for joining us as well. Gentlemen, thank you indeed.
Thank you.
Lee Gooch is with us as well here, of course. It feels a little bit like last Christmas or consecutive Christmas. There's so much going on in the world at the moment. Isn't there? And a lot of it is actually focused in the Middle East, and we know Christmas celebrations have had to been deferred, and we know the Pope has been really quite vocal on this. Bishop Boyce, for a lot of people, it's hard to make sense of what's going on in the world at the moment, and I think a lot of people maybe are taking comfort in their faith.
Yeah, well, that is true. It's hard to know what is going on, especially in the Middle East, and like Israel. It's bombarding there, and one would, you would never know why are they destroying so much, you know. But they have their plans, and they know that they are up against enemies there that would destroy them if they could. So
yeah, I struggle to even just overnight, more children lost over there. I'm not involved in the politics of it. I just don't understand why we seem to be losing value on life.
Yeah, very much so.
Especially the young people. What do you think, Bishop Forster? It's tough, isn't it?
It is, Greg.
To say the very least.
Yeah, just last Sunday passed, I was at a carol service, and we sang that really famous carol, In the Bleak Midwinter.
Mm.
And I sort of thought as I was singing it, that almost reflects the world at the moment, that it feels like a bleak midwinter when we watch the news and we see what's going on. You know, we're talking about Gaza, we're thinking about Ukraine, the uncertainty in Syria and so on. And, we believe Jesus comes into the world as the Prince of Peace, and yet we don't see much peace. But I think Christmas is the time when we can have a rebirth of hope in what is good and what is true, what is kind, even for our own lives. Mm. For all of us, those big issues of the world almost seem beyond us. Like, I'm absolutely sure that it's not within God's will to see what is happening at the moment, but I think it's incumbent on people of goodwill to do what they can to make the world around them even a better place in a bleak mm-hmm. midwinter.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
I often wonder, do we realise how fortunate we are to live in a country where there's no war going on?
We do take it for granted, yeah, perhaps.
We take it for granted, and we hope that it won't come, but we shouldn't take it for granted and thank the Lord for it.
Yeah. Okay. I remember a number of years ago, my daughter was actually living in a country in Africa, and it was the election time, and there were riots, there were fights, they had to get off the streets, everything, and she was doing charitable stuff. And you know, we've just had an election, and I think the peaceful transition of power is something that we should be so grateful for, that we live with a stable democracy. Everywhere has its issues, but yet that stability is quite remarkable in the world that we live in.
Talk to me, Bishop Forster, about, you know, the comments that you made there about Christmas being a time for new hope. And the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, I think for me, new hope comes whenever we travel in our hearts and our minds back to Bethlehem, and in our hearts and minds see the birth of Jesus. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday during this earlier in the summer. We visited my wife's cousin in County Armagh. He's a dairy farmer, and he was showing off his new milking parlour, which was amazing, like incredible, computerised, robotics, everything. And it was so clinically clean. And yet, if I came in today and said, oh, did you hear about this child who was born in a milking parlour now? I would be thinking, what? That's terrible. Mm-hmm. 2,000 years ago, in a shed behind a pub in a little town in Bethlehem, we see the birth of Jesus, and the birth of, you know, the birth of any child is about the birth of something new and hopeful, but the birth of Jesus is even so much more than that, because it tells us about the promise that we have that God can be with us day by day. That and for me, Christmas is about wanting to have that rebirth of hope in our own lives for the challenges that we face, because, you know, it strikes me, the birth in Bethlehem, it's almost as if God chooses the most, you know, awful circumstances to come into this world to avoid any charge of favouritism. And it's a place of fear and uncertainty, and we know fear and uncertainty, and that's what Christ comes into.
But Bishop Boyce, I suppose, you know, in terms of faith and what have you, prior to the birth of Jesus, you know, it was almost a thing of the ruling classes, you know, and then Jesus was born, and it was you know, brought hope to all, you know, people of all different backgrounds, of all different wealth, and what have you.
Yeah, the angels told the shepherds that they would find something that would cause great joy, and they give you a sign. A sign was this child born in a stable in Bethlehem. So when God came into our world as a human being, taking on our flesh and blood, so that he was able to live with us and even suffer for us. And so he came in poverty and in just the same as anybody else. And that was a sign, poverty. He would give that sign to all of us, really, so that nobody could feel excluded. I mean, if he came as a strong warrior, well, we might expect that, you know, if it was God himself who was coming in. But no, a helpless child who depended for everything on his mother, like all little children. Yeah. And that is that sign of helplessness and poverty. And that is a sign that you shall find when you go to Bethlehem. Mm. And that's what the shepherds did find.
Lee, you are a man of faith, aren't you? I mean, I'm not, well, saying, it's probably... you're, I'm not saying you're a saint or anything. But
far from a saint, let me tell you. Full of badness and devilment and everything. But I suppose we always went to Mass and we believed in God and all of that. And I suppose I got more into faith. And I always believed, and I would always say my prayers and stuff. But like, there was a time when I didn't really go to Mass that often.
Yeah.
And then when I had two boys of Lee and Noah that are out in Garton Nicer School, Lee's 11 and Noah's 9 now. So when the boys came along, we made a good effort to go to Mass.
Of course, yeah.
And then, and I suppose then, a few years ago, my son Noah went through a tough spell. He had leukemia, cancer and stuff. And then, I really found, said my prayers. And
you got great comfort from your faith.
I did, Well, Father Sean Doherty was a great help. And I met Father Neil Carlin and and we said prayers and stuff like that. And, it meant a lot.
Yeah.
And you need that bit of hope, because we were really up in the air with Noah's outcome and stuff in certain stages. So, I grasped.
And there's nothing sort of makes you feel more vulnerable than being in a situation like that. So there's not.
There's nothing more. Because it's completely out of your control, and sometimes all you have is hope and faith and trust.
But it's like isn't it terrible? But it's like, things have to go really pear-shaped in your life, and then you reach for God then. Do you know what I mean?
I
didn't bother about you for 3 months there, but I'm coming back to you now.
I don't think God minds. I think his heart is big enough for all of us. And, at times we might drift away from him, and at times we might feel close to him, but his heart is big enough for all of us, and I don't think he minds that. And his heart's open.
Everyone has wobbles, though. I'm sure even those people of the cloth would have wobbles at time and try and make sense of it all. And then you reflect and you come around then. So I think you're all right, Lee.
You're okay. I'm a good hand, good company today.
Bishop Boyce, what's your Christmas message
to the people of the diocese, I suppose, and to everyone who happens
everyone
to be listening.
Yeah.
Well, my message is that we should trust in the Lord. He has come so near to us. And Bethlehem is the feast of Christmas. And we go back again to our roots. And there we find, sometimes people wonder, well, why did the Lord allow this to come along? But the Lord sees further than we do, and sometimes good things come out of it, as you mentioned. Yeah. So therefore, the Christmas should bring us back to simplicity of life. I mean, the Lord is so powerful that he became small. You know, that is, I mean, if he came as a warrior, we might expect that.
That would have been easy, actually, at the time, wouldn't
here,
it?
He came as a small, helpless child. Mm. And that's how he decided to come into our world. And that was the sign that was given, helplessness and poverty. So we could think of that at Christmas and thank the Lord for what we have and not complain so much about it.
Mm. Okay, Bishop Forster.
Yeah, I've been thinking about the very famous passage at the start of John's Gospel, about light coming into the world. The Word became flesh. And there's a lovely little verse in it that says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. And, you've been reflecting, Greg, there's a lot of darkness in our world at the moment, but light transforms darkness, and light brings us a sense of security and a sense of direction. And I think faith can do that. Faith can centre us in a difficult world and in difficult circumstances that we live in. And trusting God can give us light in dark times. And light, light penetrates every corner, doesn't it? And light transforms something. And my prayer for all our listeners, for myself, for my own family this Christmas, is that sense of God's light in our life would be transformative, that would bless us and help us as we look into a new year.
And Bishop Forrester, how important is it that people allow themselves to be happy if they can? Because, you know, I suppose the tone with which I started our conversation was one, I wanted to recognise the difficulties that's going on in the world today. And a lot of this is beyond our comprehension. We simply actually can't comprehend it. It's so complex, right? But it's very important that people allow themselves to be happy as well, isn't it? Yeah. And allow that light in completely. And not feel guilty for it. Think on others, but if you can be happy, please
couldn't
be happy.
Couldn't agree more. I think it's a really important thing in life. Just, you know, as the Bishop has said, you know, to stop and think about all the good things that we have, the blessings that we have in life, you know. And sometimes we allow the bigger issues, the darker issues to overcloud that, whereas actually we stop and think of all that we have that blesses us, that helps us, that encourages us in life, the people that are around us, the memories that we have, the very food on our table. Do you know, we've got to be thankful. Mm. And I remember a long time ago hearing somebody talk about cultivating an attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And I love that, mm-hmm. an attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And that helps us look at the world in a much better, brighter way.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah. Learn to say thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Do either of you eat Brussels sprouts? I know Lee wants to ask.
They're
the 25%
bigger this year.
He's been asking everyone about Brussels sprouts all week. He's
I don't
obsessed
know Brussels
with
sprouts. When it's on the plate, but I wouldn't know whether they're bigger or not.
Oh, they're big this year.
Well, Bishop Boyce, I find myself moving them around the plate and they never leave the plate.
Tell him to eat his vegetables if he wants to grow big and healthy.
Eat your greens. Come on, Greg.
Okay. Thank you so very much indeed, both of you. I know you've given us your message. It would be nice if we could finish with a prayer. I'm not sure if Bishop Forrester wants to take that or you, Bishop Boyce. I'll allow that up to you, but it is also a very important time. Lots of people listen to the show, have their religion, all different types of religion, of course, and what have you, or different belief systems, but still, I would love if either or you, either of you would just leave us with a prayer.
And a blessing?
Yeah. Yes, please.
At the end, we'll end.
Will I pray and you say a blessing?
That would be perfect.
Let's do that.
Bishop Forrester.
Yeah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all who are listening to this program at home, at work, in their cars, whatever they're doing. And I pray that this Christmas time, they would know the light of your love shining brightly. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, born in poverty. The gift of Jesus who comes to us to help us find hope in life, to help us live with faith deep in our hearts. And we pray that this Christmas time, that faith would grow within us. In a world that so often feels like the bleak midwinter, help us to show love and goodness, to be grateful for all that we have, and to know your peace in our hearts and in our home this Christmas time. Amen.
And may all who listen to us experience some of the joy and peace of this holy season. And we ask this in a special way for children, because in many ways this is a feast for children and for families. And whatever difficulties there may be on the road for them, may they come to know something of the peace and the joy that our Lord brought into our world when he became man, when he became one of us. And now, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Boyce. Thank you, Bishop Forrester. Thank you so very, very much indeed. It's always one of my highlights as we approach Christmas that we have an opportunity to chat to you. Have a wonderful, happy, safe Christmas.
And listen, thank you. You know, what you do day by day in this programme, it brings a real heart and a cohesiveness to the county, and thank you for all that you do, and you have a lovely Christmas as well.
You're very kind. Thank you. God bless. So cloudy this Christmas Eve with scattered patches of light, rain and drizzle. Some mist Huh? No snow. Snow. Stop saying snow. It's not coming.
Snow.
So mist and hill and coastal fog will linger this morning. Two temperatures, 11 to 13 degrees.
I can not make it up. One day of the year.
What about people entering competitions so we can give free stuff away?
Oh, I have loads of stuff. I have so much stuff. Yeah. I can't take all this stuff home. Maybe I can. Maybe me and you take them home because I got McGurk's golf vouchers here, Callahan's Electrical voucher shop, LK.
So just
vouchers.
Give us a text or WhatsApp 086 60 25,000 if you want to pick up one of these fantastic vouchers. And that's what it's all about, Lee.
Can I say happy Christmas and thanks to Highland Radio? Can I say thanks for the support down the years from the hospice calendar? This is Brendan Tiny in London. I think Brendan's Tiny is home now at the minute. And to the London Irish Vintage Day, all the very best. Brendan Tiny, there you go.
A big Christmas hello to Eilish Duggan home from Australia for Christmas. May all the blessings be upon you all this year. She loves the song Moriarty. Love Auntie.
That is good.
Sheila, you know that's Brian. Do I?
Oh, you do.
Okay.
It would melt your heart. That's okay. One for Christmas Day. Not that you need your help, your heart melted. Michael Devlin at the Halla in Clonmany from Annette Devlin with much love for Christmas. Seamus Gibson Newton, happy Christmas from Marion Gallagher and Glenn Finn. And listening to Highland Radio here in Dubai. Well, hi to everybody in Dubai. We wish all the staff a very happy Christmas. Thanks so much.
Do you think people over in Dubai are missing home at this time of year?
Or
are
you they would. Enjoying oh, sure, home's home, isn't it?
Hi, can you please play a little pub in London for Brendan McGonigal, who's busy chopping veg in the kitchen? Well, I have the feet up with the mulled wine already.
Oh, that sounds Christmassy, doesn't
5
it?
5 o'clock somewhere.
And a request
is there booze
for
in mulled wine? Is there? There is alcohol in it, isn't there?
Oh, there is.
There
is? Okay. Isn't there?
Everybody's not their head. Wine.
No, you got a coffee. For Nell or Neil, Nell and Kathleen, Neil it is, and Kathleen Boyle and all the family, every happiness and hope Santa is good to you. Lots of love from Dee, Noreen, Andrea and Nomi. And a final one for Godfather Patrick Lynch, Bal Buffet. Happy birthday. Have a wonderful day. See you later from Godson Kelvin.
Okay, we have saxophonist Sean McCarron and the Errigal Sextet Group in studio. We'll have a chat with them. But first, let's hear a piece of music from them. And are we going to start with Jingle Bell Rock or it's looking a lot like Christmas? A lot like Christmas. Okay, here's the Errigal Sextet Group. Take it away. That's brilliant stuff. Sean, can you come up to this microphone for me here?
Sure.
Hey, come here. That's absolutely fantastic. It's great to hear you again.
Thank you very
much.
And
just to let people know, and there's something particularly Christmassy, I think, not just about the songs, but those instruments. It feels amazing. But you're available for gigs as well, too.
We are indeed, yeah. We'll do wedding, early part weddings normally.
Yeah.
And funerals. We can even organise, you know, the New Orleans type funeral dirge, funeral march it's called. We do that and opening of an envelope, opening of a bank, anything at all.
You'd literally get turn up at anything that's either opening or being buried by the sounds.
Exactly.
Of it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Sean, just when we're here, I was listening to it, right? Brass is, I played a bit of Tony Bennett and stuff, that big orchestral stuff. I love it, right? But I was looking at all these different saxophones. Do you know when you were starting out playing the saxophone, right? How do you end up saying, I'm going to play the big one, you play the... They all have different names, obviously.
The wee one?
The wee one. How did you play the wee tootie one? You always want to play the wee tootie one.
I actually... I do play them all, but nobody else wanted to play this one, so I volunteered.
So can everybody... Can you all play the wee tootie one too?
Yeah.
Obviously you can, but, you know, because you're doing the melody and you're doing bass notes and you're doing the mid-range and stuff.
Well, this is only four of a family of 10 saxophones, not us.
Could you play the big boy and do the big bass?
I do, yeah. There's a bass one and a contrabass as well.
You need more puff for that one, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You need a compressor.
You need a big belly fan on it.
I beg your pardon, I resemble that remark.
All right, anyway.
We are available for it.
I don't know how it all worked, but all I know is together it all sounds absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, man.
That's the
Thank
only
you.
Thing we're sure of. Jingle Bell Rock.
You might do it now.
Well, it's up to you. Or do you want to plug yourself a bit more?
I think. No. We are available. I leave a number at the desk.
Yeah, I think it adds. It certainly adds a little bit of class. You know, if you're having a corporate event or, as you say, a wedding. You know, as people are coming into the reception, it's a beautiful, beautiful sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is part of the Errigal Sax Tech Group, and being led here by saxophonist Sean McCarron, who you've just heard from, and this is them playing Jingle Bell Rock.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Brilliant stuff. Sean, come back up to us here. That's, it sounded like that was starting with or going into Mr. Sandman. Is it the similar notes, is it?
Yeah. There's a similarity there, all right.
There is, that's not too bad.
Well, that's what we must put it on our programme, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's a brilliant, brilliant track. I wouldn't have thought that the community of these instruments was large enough to sort of get a group together. If that's my naivety, don't get me wrong.
I used to teach with the Donegal Music Education Partnership, and we had a lot of saxophone players. Mm. They move on, they go through the system, and then they disappear. But when they come back again, they're always, you know, it's like riding a bicycle, and you can come back to it, and they're welcome back. Yeah. We have a pool of about maybe 6, 8 in case, you know, I call them pool players, because if somebody can't make a gig, then one steps in. Because it's all written music,
yeah,
it's much easier as opposed to improvising all the time. So it keeps it nice and clean, and it keeps it nice and...
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's fantastic, just that there's such a vibrant community of sax players that you can get together. Yeah. Listen, thanks so very much, all of you, for calling in. It's absolutely
it's
beautiful. It's
very much appreciated.
And it adds a certain a bit of class to it too, of course. And by the way, you can book the Ergo Sax Tech group for the likes of weddings, early parts of weddings particularly, any shows that you have, corporate events and what have you. A lot of funeral work. I can imagine how might be possible, how it might be popular as well.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, thank you so very much. And
thank you, Greg.
We'll retain your contact details here. Is that all right?
Not much appreciated. Okay. Yeah, it really is. Thank you again.
We'll pass it on to anyone who wants it. Okay, we're going to take a musical break now because a few of you have been requesting this one. If you're watching on the stream, we are going to have to mute for a couple of minutes, but we'll be right back.
Good. You see,
I'm warming up for when David James is coming in for
what are we going to be singing again?
I don't know. I haven't been told much about that. Caroline sent me through a running order, but I don't know.
We need to print out the words so we can give him a good run for his money. Caroline can sing some hum, dum, 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 da, dum, dum.
Okay.
Can I say, before you get into business there, Daniel McMenamin in Clonmel, County Tipperary. Daniel listens to Highland every day.
Love
He's wishing a very happy Christmas from his sister Bree, John and family, and sister Mary and brother Eugene, Helen and family. And thank you so much, and happy Christmas to all at Highland Radio.
Please, can you say a big hello to Nanny Ann in Harrow, who is busy getting everything ready for Christmas dinner. Please, can you also wish a Merry Christmas to the Boyle family in Loch Fad? Any Christmas song will do, but the favourite is Silent Night, Osgeiliger. Lots of love from Fiacra and Tig. We had a wonderful version of Silent Night yesterday.
I did, and I loved it because I did flick into, I was listening at home, and then I had to go online to listen to it, but she did the first part in Irish, and then she did the second part in Irish. Was it the boy? Yeah. I can't remember, but it was great. I just loved it.
Thanks for all the crack during 24. Happy Christmas and healthy 25. Margaret Shields in Milford. Happy Christmas to all. Regards, Patrick Trimble. Thanks, Patrick. I'd like to wish all the staff in Letterkenny University Hospital a very happy Christmas and thank you for looking after me so well all year. From Anthony Friel in Urris. I was in the lot this year. Well, Anthony, I hope that the worst of it's over you now. I'm sure you got great care, and I hope you're out and home for Christmas. And as I say, I do hope that you are in better form for 25.
Did you have any WhatsApp messages for all these goodies that were meant to give away and nobody wants them?
Well, you do want them.
I am joking.
Paul Callahan is originally from Kerrykeel, but returning from Moat for Christmas. Hiya, Paul.
Hiya, Paul.
Hi, Greg. Hi. Leo.
It's Lee here with me. Come here, you work for DPD. Yeah. You boys have been flat out delivering stuff.
Yeah, flat out. I'm just on a tea break at the moment, so...
Good stuff.
Early this morning.
And come here, is your stuff a lot of internal stuff, or did the problems at Holyhead cause delays for the stuff that yous were getting to deliver here?
It didn't. Like, we rescheduled or rerouted our trucks and all to come into different ports and get them onto ferry. So, like everybody, we all get kind of caught, but we're nearly all home now.
And Paul, what kind of area do you cover? Like, what kind of miles do you do? How many deliveries a day? That kind of stuff. Because we don't hear often.
I'm office based. I'm the insurance department.
Oh, you're one of them. Okay. Sorry.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Here's me presuming you're out there making Christmas for everyone.
Are you saying that's doing the real work, Greg? Stop it.
And you are coming up home now, are you? When are you coming home, Paul?
Hopefully Friday. The plan is Friday, weather permitting and traffic permitting.
All right. Well, we look forward to getting you back. We'd like to give you a little gift. Lee Gooch is the Santee this morning. Lee, what can we give Paul?
Paul, what would do?
It's coming home on Friday.
Paul, you're too busy. You never play golf. Is that right?
No, I don't. No, I actually don't play golf.
Do you know what you'd like? Fuel. I'd say you'd like fuel. Do you think from our friends at Illustrant?
Oh, fuel would get me home.
Oh, do you hear that?
Can you imagine, Paul? We're going to give you fuel, right, to get you back home.
Yes.
How's that?
Oh, perfect.
All right.
That would be just more than.
So we have €50 voucher for O'Donnell's Fuels, Crawley, Elstern and Kilmacrenan. So you can use that on fuel, which is diesel or petrol or maybe your hybrid or whatever. But you have oil as well, central heating and all of that. So congratulations, Paul. Well done to you.
Safe journey home.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Christmas to you. Right. Who's next, Lee?
Well, we have on the line it's Mary Lynch from Rathmullen.
Hi, Mary Lynch from Rathmullen.
Hello, boys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic, Mary.
I'm just reading this, right? Mary's husband is currently in hospital and she'd like to say thank you to the lady who gave her a lift yesterday as there were no taxis.
Oh, wow, Mary.
That's
what happened?
That is what happened. And that's why, Lee, I wanted... You see, although I'm a native of Letterkenny, I don't live there anymore. And I thought I was back in the old days. I could go to a taxi rank and take a taxi, right? And then I was standing there for half an hour. And this lady who I would be known to stopped. And I know she was doing her Christmas shopping. I know she has a family. And she insisted on taking me up to the hospital. And I sought the kindness of her in this time of year. And she offered me her phone number and she would pick me up again. But I declined that.
Oh,
and
wow.
You would be all right as soon as I got to the hospital.
Can you remember?
And her name is Fiona.
Hi, Fiona. Fair play to you. What a lovely thing to do. What a lovely thing to do for you. Isn't it lovely, Mary, that the Christmas spirit is alive and well? And I'm sure you have enough on your plate without having to be stuck for a taxi. So that's a beautiful thing that she did for you.
That was absolutely lovely, boys. And I was overwhelmed by it, but I tell you the truth, because I know, the Letterkenny, the traffic. But I wanted to get the point out there. Don't be like me. Go to a taxi rank, phone a taxi or arrange it. Because I was just giving up. I was just thinking I'm going to start walking to the hospital and then I mightn't have made the visiting hours at this time.
Okay.
And this lady, was so, so nice. And that is it. And a very big thank you to her. I'll never forget it.
Okay. And Fiona is that lady's name. And I hope... himself is on the road to recovery and be home with you soon.
Well, it's great, Greg, because he's been in Galway for the last 10 days.
Right, so you've got him a bit closer to home.
And we just, Sunday evening, he came back to Letterkenny, which is great, because we've had awful takedowns, and my sons and family. We actually have two sons in Sweden, and they flew out of Sweden and to Galway to see their dad.
Oh.
So the family were really all pulling together.
Oh, very good.
It's been a stressful time, but thank God now he's in Letterkenny.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we want to
give... But the kindness is out there. When you see what a total stranger done for me yesterday, it brings it all back.
I know, it's what it's all about. Fiona, fair play to you. We want to give you a little something for yourself, Lee.
So, Mary, I think this might come in handy. It's a €50 Shop LK voucher, and that's compliments of Shop LK and Highland Radio and the team here. So hopefully that'll get yourself a nice over Christmas, little treat for you.
We'll get that out to you, and you can spend that wherever you want to, in and around Letterkenny. A wee treat for yourself or himself, or indeed, if you wanted to pick something up for Fiona, it's completely up to you. Mary, thanks for sharing that beautiful story of kindness at Christmas, and we really do appreciate it. And I hope, I'm delighted your husband's back closer to you in Letterkenny, and hopefully he's home really soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much to Helen, really. I'd be totally lost without you.
And we would be lost without you too, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you very much. Thank you.